This call is being recorded.
As you continue to find yourself, your center, begin to focus now on your chakra centers. Focus on your fourth chakra, that of your heart center. Let all of your attention be there. As you're focusing in your heart, you're becoming aware of the other three chakras below and the three above. So see now, become aware of all seven chakras in perfect alignment with their respective colors. Starting from the bottom up, red, orange, yellow. Blue, green at the fourth chakra. The fifth, sky blue. The sixth, purple. And the seventh, at the crown chakra, violet, silver, or gold. All seven chakras now in perfect alignment with their intensity of their colors, as well as the spinning of the chakras. See these energy centers, these wheels of force spinning. Become completely aware of these seven chakras and their respective spinning and the alignment. As you're aware of these seven chakras, become aware of the other five, the two below your feet into the earth, that have not come online yet, not been reactivated in most human beings on the planet at this time, and the three above your head. You may see possibly an outline of them, just a small visualization of them possibly. But now the eighth chakra, the one that is just above your crown chakra. See that chakra now, that soul star chakra, which has become awakened in many across the planet. Certainly those of you within this group. See that soul star chakra now beginning to vibrate. See it as a white, a brilliant white color, or all of the colors of the rainbow coming together, which then forms the brilliant white, all coming together as the white light. See it vibrating now. Beginning to vibrate more and more, so that the frequency, the vibrational frequency, is increasing. And you can do that simply with your mind. Just think it so and it shall be so. See it vibrating and now beginning to expand. Beginning to expand and grow. At first, you see it as a small globe just above your crown chakra, approximately a foot 12 inches above your head. And that soul star chakra now, that vibrating, brilliant white colored center, beginning to expand and grow till it expands out, encompassing your entire body, your entire physical body, and all of the chakras as well. And expanding further and further out, so it expands out, touching neighbors that may be there in your area. Expanding out to encompass the entire building where you are. Continuing to expand and grow, and touching all those around you and their soul star chakras, even if they have not activated them directly, and still expand into theirs and theirs into yours, becoming one with those individuals, and expanding further and further out. And know that as you expand your soul star chakra, connecting with other soul star chakras, you are also connecting at their heart center as well. So you may see a connection there with their heart. That beautiful blue-green color of the heart center, or of the high heart center, and that magenta color. And the combination of the heart center and the pineal gland, the sixth chakra and the third eye center, as well as the crown chakra and the soul star chakra. All of the upper chakras coming together from the fourth up, including the fifth, the will center, all connecting within the soul star chakra, expanding, growing out past whatever town or small city you might be in, expanding out to encompass a larger city, a larger area, now out to encompass your entire state that you may be in, and country, and so on, expanding, growing, until your soul star chakra has expanded out across the entire planet, connecting with all soul star chakras as one. And within that one, also connecting with the violet flame. The violet flame that burns in all life forms on the planet. You may see it as the soul star chakra within the violet flame. Visualize that, think that to be, and it will be so. The planetary soul star chakra, as one with all beings on the planet, one within the violet flame. The violet flame purging out all iniquities, all negativities of any kind, any darkness whatsoever is purged out by the violet flame, the soul star chakra within that violet flame, growing and expanding yet further now, out past the earth, out into the upper atmosphere of the earth, encompassing now all of the ships that are out here, all of the beings within the ships, including the ships themselves, the consciousness within those ships, all connecting as one and growing and expanding out to the planets of the solar system. See all of the solar system now becoming encompassed by this one soul star chakra in the violet flame, expanding out further now to the sun of the solar system, and through the sun, out into the galaxy, and expanding out, encompassing, engulfing all of the solar systems within the galaxy. Finally, to the center of the galaxy, this central sun of the galaxy, and engulfing that as well, and moving out through that to all of the galaxies beyond this galaxy, the billions and billions of galaxies and solar systems within all of those galaxies, encompassing, engulfing all of the galaxies, till finally we come to the central sun of the entire universe, the one source, the one being, the creator of this universe. We could go on past this universe, out into the universes beyond. For now, we'll stop here. With the entire universe now engulfed within the one soul star chakra, within the violet flame, within the Christ consciousness of the entire universe. It all started from the microcosm, which is you, to the macrocosm, which is the universal center, one source. Then you, of course, started from the one source. So all is in with the one, and one is in the all. All is part of the greater whole of the consciousness of the entire universe. And the entire universe is encompassed within the one that is you. Feel now the enormity of this, the all-encompassing of the one source within you. You are the creator and the creator. Allow yourselves now, from wherever you find your consciousness now, begin to come back. Come back down from that universal consciousness, back down through the galaxies. And notice as you are doing so, there is an energy, a wave of energy that is coming back as well. Coming back down through all of the galaxies of the universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, to the central sun of this galaxy, out into the solar system, this wave of energy just moving through all beings within the cosmic, in the cosmic consciousness, coming down, down through the sun of this solar system, all of the planets of the solar system, all of the ships and the beings, finally down to the earth, this wave of energy, wave of consciousness, wave of oneness, sweeping across the planet now as a tsunami of love, higher vibrational consciousness. Just as the soul star chakra encompassed all, this wave of energy now encompasses all as it moves across the planet, engulfing everything in its path in light. Wherever there is this light, there can be no darkness. Darkness cannot exist within the light. There is never enough darkness to take over the light. Light will always lighten the darkness. See that wave of energy, that wave of consciousness that brings an entire shift to all of the life forms on the planet, all at once. Bringing higher vibrational frequency to the planet, as measured by your Schumann resonance, is a shift, a change, or a change over that overtakes the planet and all of the people and life forms on the planet. Let yourselves now begin to drift back towards your physical body. As you do so, see your soul star chakra as an enlightened consciousness within you. See it shining brightly as your consciousness now moves back into your physical body. Back from the One and into the One that is you. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and as always, I appreciate these times that I can be with you and share with you and bring you further understanding of not only who you are, but all that is happening within and around you at this time. The energies that have been coming in, these waves of energy that have been bombarding the planet now for some time and growing stronger and stronger, as demonstrated by those scientific evidence that you have, known as the Schumann resonance, known in other ways as well, to measure these energies. But the way to measure the energies for each of you is to just simply know that these energies are here and that they are changing the molecular structure within your body, changing the DNA within your body. And because of that change that is happening quite rapidly, I will say, because of that change that is happening, it is influencing the energy bodies within you that are not quite accustomed to these outer energies that are coming in. And in many ways, you can say that it is kicking your butts in various ways. That is a colloquialism that you have, a saying that you have, but it is apropos in this respect at this time, because some are feeling these energies and feeling them at the higher consciousness that they are in that moment, and therefore they feel a sense of bliss, a sense of well-being come over them. But others, based on their consciousness in those moments as these energies come in, they are feeling a discordance with that energy, bringing a negative connotation to the energy as it comes in. Feeling a sense of depression, possibly, or an ill at ease in their bodies, bringing symptoms of change within them. Their central nervous system not quite being able to handle these energies at various times. I speak now to you, those of you, the light workers, the light warriors that are continuing to be at work, continuing to be in the battle, we will say. In the battle, not with those outside of yourselves, but the battle that is happening within yourselves. And as you continue to wage that war, that battle within yourselves, you are finding, many of you are finding difficulty in dealing with these energies because they are bringing you into lower vibration, or rather they are adding to that vibration, whether it is higher or lower, emphasizing the vibration. And it is becoming more and more difficult for some of you to be able to be in the moment, be in that now, finding the joy in the moment. Because it is difficult in those times to be able to continue to hold on to the higher vibrations within you, to find yourselves in those higher vibrations, because the energies are so strong and in some ways seemingly bringing you down. But I say seemingly bringing you down because that is not accurate. They are not bringing you down. You are just simply allowing the programming within you to hold you steadfast within those lower vibrations. But I tell you now as Sananda, and I ask you, each and every one of you, to break forth from those lower energies, to utilize Archangel Michael's flaming blue sword of truth, to sever any ties that still hold you back. The ties that are those programmings, those ties that are the programmings that hold you to within the veil of illusion here still. For truly, there is no veil there. It is not actually there any longer. It is only there within the programming that is holding you still to this illusion. But break through now. It is time to break through and move up in the vibrations, because truly there is nothing holding you back except you believe that you are being held back. Those programmings that still continue to hold you to the past, hold you to those past memories of who you were before in this lifetime. But you are no longer who you were before. You are who you are now in this moment. And if you continue to hold on to those memories of who you were, then you are not going to be able to be who you are now, in the very moment. And it is time for all of you now to be more and more and more in the moment. Find yourselves in those higher vibrations as much as you can. Do whatever it takes, whether it is working with crystals, whether it is looking at your diets, whether it is breathing the energies out in nature. Whatever it is that will bring you into those higher vibrations and continue to hold you there, rather than letting you slip back again and again and again into the old programming. Release the old programming. You can do it. It is within you to be able to do that. Ask for help. Ask for your higher self to step in and take you higher and higher into those higher vibrations, into the heaven within your being. The heaven is within your reach. It is not beyond your reach. It is right there. Just simply reach out. And it will be there for you. The heaven, of course, which is the higher vibrations of the higher dimensional consciousness. The fifth dimension and beyond. That is heaven. And it is up to you to bring that heaven down to your earth within your being, and to bring you, your earth, up to that heaven. To raise your consciousness, raise your vibrations up into those higher vibrations of the heaven, the consciousness, the fifth dimension. You all have the power to do this. In any given moment, there is nothing that can hold you back except yourselves. Release now. Release. Let go of the memories of the past. Forgive all of those that have brought you harm in the past, whether it is physical or emotional or mental. Forgive and forget those memories of the past. And now move on. Move on into the higher vibrations. Forgive, forget, and move on. It is time. I am Sanandan. I release this channel now. And send you all of my love and peace and oneness to be within each and every one of you in each and every moment. All is at peace. All is at love. All is in the light.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here to continue on with this process that we started some time ago here with all of you. And we are not speaking of simply just this group, this Ancient Awakenings. We are speaking of the process that was begun long, long ago in your Lemurian times and Atlantean times, that you would be drawn back together again. That you would work through the energies, you would continue to find yourself in higher consciousness, which you did certainly in those times long ago. You were in the fifth dimension almost all of the time at that time in those vibrations. The three-dimensional illusion did not even exist at that time in your Lemurian, earlier Lemurian times, and even somewhat in the Atlantean times as well. But, of course, you all know of the fall of Atlantis and the sinking of Lemuria and all of this, and the changeover that occurred as a result of the moving down in vibration, the Earth included. Gaia herself volunteered, just as you all did, to move down in vibration and to be a part of the evolutionary process of this planet through the programming and duality that needed to exist for all of the consciousness to shift and change as a result of the moving down in vibration. But now,
You are here in this moment now, and you are moving out of those lower vibrations. The Earth Gaia has already moved out of those lower vibrations and has assumed her mantle once again within the higher vibrations of the higher fourth and even into the fifth and even beyond that. And she is holding a place there for you. Those of you, the light workers, the light warriors, to be the first, those of the way showers, the ones that go first, to show the way. And you are the ones that are showing the way into the ascension process. And to be a part of the first wave of ascension as you are ready to do so. And as those of the energies coming into the planet and speaking predominantly of the one energy, the event, the changeover, the solar flash to lift you all up in those moments into those higher vibrations as the time and the frequency increases enough so that you can become a part of that first wave of ascension. That is our message here, and we are ready as one who serves, a collective, as you know, of consciousness that is here to assist in any way that we can, to be of service to you. And Shoshana, our dear Shoshana, our dear sister, is also here to be of assistance as well in answering your questions here. Do you have questions now for one who serves and Shoshana?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Greetings. This is Orv. I a couple of weeks ago, this is a two-part question, actually. A couple of weeks ago, I was standing outside of out in the dark, and I noticed that the floodlights came on in our backyard, and they only stay on for a couple of minutes and they go off, but this didn't go off. So I went over to the backyard, and as soon as I approached the backyard and the gate there, the hair on my arm started rising big time and my chest. And so I unlocked the gate, burst through. There was nothing there. The lights stayed on. I eventually had to unplug them. I couldn't see anything, but I felt it. It was, you know, I definitely felt it. And then I went away and then came back. And then I, as soon as I approached the gate again, I felt these my hair rising on my arms and stuff. And then I wasn't sure if it was negative or positive, but then a couple of days ago, I was talking to James and Joanna about that, and the hair rose on my arms again when I was telling them about it. And then about an hour later, I was thinking about the inner earth and computer sciences I was involved in a long time ago, and I was thinking about Soltech, the scientist, and the hairs on my the same thing happened big time. The pimples came up, everything was like, I'm feeling it right now as I'm talking about it. And I just was wondering if you could give me some information on who that was, or what this thing is happening in my life. Thank you.
What we can tell you, dear one, is that you are experiencing those shifts of consciousness that we have, not only we, but many sources have been speaking of, that are lowering the veil, you might say, and bringing the level of consciousness within you to the point where you can begin to see through, not so much through the veil, which is really no longer there, but to be able to begin to understand or know things in a multidimensional state here, in terms of seeing in or feeling into other dimensions. And it is what we have been telling you about for some time, that many of you will begin to see through that veil into other dimensions and be able to have a connection with those levels of consciousness that are in those other dimensions. So that is what is occurring with you. And we would ask you, dear one, What was occurring with you, within your consciousness, just prior to this first episode here? Can you share that?
I just don't remember. I was standing outside in the dark, just enjoying the evening. All of a sudden, the lights came on. I really can't remember, unfortunately.
Well, what you have just said is you were enjoying the evening. You were in joy in that moment. And in that moment, you are in a higher vibrational frequency. And when you are in that higher vibrational frequency, that opens the portal, you might say, into those higher vibrations of the other dimensions. So you are beginning to see interdimensionally, or feel, at least in this case, interdimensionally. And that would raise the hairs on your body here. Not because it is something negative, but because it is something foreign to you in your current state of consciousness as a three-dimensional being here. You are operating at higher vibration, but continuing to work within your three-dimensional consciousness and understanding. So therefore, it may seem somewhat negative to you, but it is not a negative experience as we find it. Shoshana, do you have something you can add here?
We do not have an additional perspective on this.
Very good. Then was this sufficient for you, dear one?
Yes. I was wondering, I thought it might be negative at first, but then, you know, I'm wondering, is there a connection with Soltech and me? Because I was wondering, it must have been someone like that. At first, I wasn't sure what was going on. I'm just not sure.
We are not going to give you name or connection to any one individual or individuals in this case, but we will say to you that if you are having the experience or the knowing of a connection with a particular one personality, we will say, that is either outside of yourself or even within yourself as a higher aspect of yourself. That is a hint. So that is with the answer we can give you here.
Thank you very much. I had a second part. I can wait till later if you'd like.
We can take other questions and then we will come back, unless it is a continuation of the same thing.
No. It's similar, but not.
Then we will move on and give others a chance here if they wish to ask questions. Would there be any other questions here?
I had that in the last couple of weeks that I was doing something and I looked up and all of a sudden off the side of my eye, I saw like a shadow rushing by, and I was sure it was must have been something. And I looked, it was in the room, it was nothing. And I've seen once it was like a dark colored shadow, once it was a white one. And it just rushing by really fast. And I thought, oh my God, this must be some kind of a being, but I don't see anything. And of course it startles me and I'm not so sure what to think about it, but is that on the same level?
Yes, it is what we have been saying for some time. And the indication here is you are seeing it out of the corner of your eye, not directly in front of you, but out of the corner in your peripheral vision. And that is when it begins to show first here, as we have been speaking of, in terms of seeing into the higher dimensions here as we find it. And it will be simply a glimpse, just a quick glimpse, and then it is gone. But as you become aware of this happening more and more, it will begin to increase for you until it comes to a point where it will be right there in front of you. And you can almost reach out and touch it.
We have a perspective.
Yes, please, Shoshana, yes.
We have a perspective to share, both on what this one has asked and what the other has asked. May we share?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes.
We will share a perspective that these things that are occurring, just as the one who serves has indicated, are alter-dimensionally. They're not really 3D experiences because most will not have those experiences when they are in a state of mind of third dimension. So if you wish to expand your understanding, expand your experience, you must invite it. So rather than, I apologize for an assumption here, but rather than being perhaps fearful or perhaps reticent to continue with those experiences, one must invite them in and stand in the power of who you are so that these other experiences that would expand your own understanding and consciousness can reveal themselves. When a human being is not so much inviting those experiences or feeling in some way that it is fearful, these experiences cannot reveal themselves to you. So we would say that if you wish to continue, you do not have to, but if you wish to continue, then full on, full force, invite them in. Namaste.
Yeah, that was my question. Thank you. That was my question. Do I talk to them and do I ask them if there's a message for me in this?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Very thank
good.
You.
Are there further questions here?
Yes, hi, it's Christy.
Yes.
Yeah, so I had a dream, and it felt like it was in the now. However, the dream was, it seemed like it was back in the time of Yeshua. And there were three of us sitting in a cave, and I recognized two of the other people with me who are probably on this call right now, two other females. And it was me, and I think I know who I was. I don't know who they were, but it was in that time frame past, let's just say, and that we were in ceremony working with the energy at that time. And then all of a sudden, I felt that that was actually now, even though it was, you know, a scenario where it seemed like it was past, we were actually doing that right now. And then I read an article, and I read Daniel Scranton. It was that same day, that morning, and he had said something that really kind of jolted that as well. So, and it seems to bring forth that the past, you know, is now. We're living these simultaneously, and those aspects of us are coming forward to help us. But it says, we have been exploring the timelines that are in front of humanity, and we have noticed that the new timelines that you've been creating have distinctively different paths on them. You are creating your past and future simultaneously, and when you do so, you either choose from existing timelines, ones that have already been created, or you create new ones. The new timelines being created now fit in with a lot of the stories that people have begun to hold as true in their hearts and minds. We are talking about stories of your collective past as a human collective consciousness. So I guess my question from that is really is our beings and who we are, we're bringing forward our higher aspects from the past. So that seemed to be in the past, but it really was the present. So can you expand on that?
Yes, we certainly can. And we will share with you your experience in the cave, as you're saying here, although it did not necessarily need to be a cave, but you are experiencing a past life connection with those other ones that were there in terms of your being one of the Essenes. You were experiencing those moments as an Essene and working with the energies then, just as you are now. Because at that time, those that were the Essenes were working with these energies and moving through their own ascension process. That was their goal, to ascend in that lifetime. And in working with those energies then, you are again working, it has come forward. How you say that? We not coming quite coming full circle. There we are, full circle. And you are coming back around again in terms of your timelines here to connect with those energies once again, as in the past and now in the present moment, doing what you did then, here, now. In a sense, many of you that are on this call were also of the Essenes here, there at that time, and you have come back together as a family, once again, a family of light, to come together here again and work with these energies and prepare, just as you prepared back then for the Messiah, for the one to come forward, the Christ consciousness to raise again. You are doing that again at this time, preparing for not that one, not Yeshua directly, but for the Christ consciousness to become a part of the expression of this entire planet once again, in terms of your ascension process. Okay, Shoshana?
We have much to share here.
Very good.
May we contribute to you, our dear sister?
Yes, please.
It is so interesting as we listen to what has been given by the one who serves, because as you were telling your experience, we knew that you were experiencing the energy of the Essenes. We knew that you participated in those lives. What is interesting about past, present, and future, and the perspective of the 3D consciousness that separates those things, is that they are all one. And this is a difficult concept for those that live within the time construct to understand. So what we will tell you is that the energy of those experiences, whether you call them past lives or whatever you designate them as, is within your soul and is within your reach to use them, use those energies now. We find that the Essenes, often called their women moon princesses, because the women learned things by the light of the moon, and we were often ceremonial in the darkness. That was their way of connecting with the outer universes through the darkness. So in a cave, which is automatically dark, this is where they gleaned most of their higher information. So you are participating in that. And what we find is that the one Joanna and the one Shoshana, who are one as of now, and that the Shoshana that I am speaking of now as Shoshana is a higher aspect of Joanna, because Shoshana was an Essene. She participated in those things. And as we hear your experience through your dream, we believe that if it may not be the personality Joanna, it was Shoshana participating in those experiences with you, and that is the connection that the Joanna has with you, you see. So that is why you both can speak on a mental plane, we find. So you are, in this long roundabout way, having the power and the experience of the ascension process through the energies of that time, if we are making any sense at all. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, this is Linda. I would like to share something.
Share or ask question?
I would like to share and then also ask a question.
Very good.
So I had an acupuncture treatment, and as I was laying there on the table, I was surrounded by a golden yellow light and golden beings. And Sananda was at my head, and Archangel Michael at my right hand, and Adama and Hilarion were at my feet, and Saint Germain and Kusumi were at my left hand. And I have been experiencing some pretty intense chest pressure since that treatment. And then the second treatment I had, Sananda became Yeshua and just held me for perhaps 20 minutes of that treatment. And he was swaying with me back and forth, left and right. And he kept saying to me, "You are loved, you are forgiven." And I am asking, I understand, of course, that I am loved. But in the lifetime when I was with Yeshua, was there something that I had done that harmed him? And that is my question.
What we can tell you about that is not directly what you are looking for here. We cannot give you a definite situation involved here, but we can tell you that the one Yeshua has completely released everything within you that holds you to that situation that you are referring to here. Now, with that understanding, please understand further that each one of you, not just you who is asking this question, but all of you at one time or another have played the other side. You had to have done that to be able to experience the duality consciousness that was necessary for you to move to this point where you are ready for the ascension process. You had to experience the light as well as the dark. So with that understanding, you experienced the sense of darkness in that particular lifetime you are speaking of here. Not that you hurt him in any way that is something that continues on. It has long, long, long ago been let go of here by this one Yeshua. But he is just now giving to you a full redemption, we will say here, to let it go completely. Because in your use of the acupuncture, that is all about releasing the energies. And it released the energy that was holding you in terms of, you can call it a psychic tie that has held you back here. No longer. That has been released now. You are one within the Yeshua, and Yeshua is one within you. So be of good cheer, my dear sister. Everything is exactly as it needs to be. And you are free. Free. James is saying to move about the cabin, but we will not say that directly here. You are free. Free to soar into the heavens within your being now. That has been let go of. Okay? Shoshana?
We have a perspective to share with this beautiful soul that is so loved by so many. We would tell you that what is happening for you in the idea that you feel pressure in the chest area is simply that your heart is opening. it is opening to a level that you have not experienced before, and this is difficult. So what we must ask you to do is breathe deeply, let go of the breath. Breathe deeply, let go of the breath. When you feel this pressure, and this will begin as a lotus to open the heart chakra. The breath is what will release the pressure. So we would ask you to try that. We would also say that a mental construct of redemption and forgiveness must be heeded here, as we find, if we may be so forward, that there is much that you carry with you, and these experiences that you had were designed to release what you are carrying. But in order to sustain that state of being, you must be consciously aware that you must continue to release and continue to know that anything that occurred in any lifetime, including this one, was designed for you and for others that are in your sphere of influence to excel in consciousness. That is the goal. So when we think that something is negative, or we look at it as evil, or something that we may have done to another, this is all orchestrated to design the upliftment of the being that you are and the being that all others are. There is no mistake here. So you must let go and understand the beautiful being that you are. Namaste.
Thank you both. I'm blessed and honored by your advice. Thank you.
We love you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
One who serves, it's Melinda, if nobody else has it. It's regarding the symbol of the Order of the Red Hand. Now, I know it's usually a red hand. But I saw a version this week on a friend's family crest, and it was white, but on a red background. And I couldn't help but think that there was still some sort of a link. Can you tell me if that's correct?
What we can tell you is the Order of the Red Hand is ancient. Ancient beyond your knowings at this time. Ancient beyond the knowings of anyone here on this planet at this time. It comes from long, long, long ago, systems far, far, far away. Many of you have been a part of that Order of the Red Hand, which has continued on within the Great White Brotherhood as well here. That is, the Great White Brotherhood continues the order here of the Red Hand. To understand directly what it means or what it is, you just simply need to know that you and I, all of us, are the Order of the Red Hand here. And it symbolizes a connection to the great mysteries of the past into the current timeline of the present now. Okay, that is all we can tell you here that would be at your three-dimensional consciousness understanding, or even into fourth-dimensional consciousness understanding at this point. It goes beyond the wildest imaginations you could have about this particular question here. Okay, Shoshana,
we have something to share.
Yes.
If we may share, dear sister.
Yes, please.
We find that which you have discovered, this crest, that appeared to symbolize the red hand, even though it was white with a red background, was the attempt of this particular clan that had this crest to duplicate the energy that is the red hand energy, but it is not duplicatable, you see. It is a state of being. It is a consciousness construct of higher dimensional understanding. And they attempted to symbolize it that way, but they cannot. But they know of this, yet in their 3D crest way, try to duplicate it. Namaste.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for specifically answering that question. And am I always just think that it started in the order of Melchizedek. Am I correct there?
We can tell you that it is way beyond that.
Okay, well, evidently it's beyond my comprehension then. Okay, thank you for the wonderful answers. I love
you
guys.
That was what we were attempting to understand.
I know.
At that comprehension level at this point.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Be good. Are there any other further questions? One more question?
Yes,
and then
dear brother.
Panel, yes?
Yes, I would love to ask you a question. I had a dream, we're all having these dreams, and in the dream I was, it was probably set back, I think it was set backward, back in time, and I was walking along a pier, and I fell into the water, and it was a very turbulent water, and I remember thinking, oh, this is it, because it was so fast moving and so turbulent, it was freezing cold. And then I heard a voice inside me say, ask for help, ask for help. So I started saying, help, 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 help. And I started thinking, help, 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 help. And before you knew it, I was like being sort of carried by some beings, I believe, maybe perhaps mermaids. And it must have been days later, but I had been carried to another shore. And in that shore, it was a warm country and I was taken in and had a great life after that, apparently. So I guess my question is, I got a message that this actually did happen to me in some life. I'm curious about that, but mostly I'm thinking to myself, is the meaning of this, or is the thing to take away from this? Because there was that moment when I said, oh, I'm a goner kind of thing, but then I got the message to ask for help. So in any situation, like no matter how extreme or how like it seems like there's no way out of it in that moment, not to like give into that and to actually ask for help. Is that the message to take away from this?
We wish to share on this.
Please do, Shoshana.
We apologize. Do you wish to share first?
No, please.
We wish to share on this, dear sister. May we share?
Of course.
We find that this dream is symbolic of this life, and that you have carried the turbulence and the chaos of this lifetime on your shoulders for many years without knowing that you have the power to overcome this and be different and see things differently and live differently. This is a dream of who you were, and who you are. It is clear to us that much of your life is turbulent, and you have come to an understanding currently that your life can be filled with perfection and love and greatness and a feeling of calmness. So you see, this dream is telling you that you have succeeded. Namaste.
Wow, I love it. Thank you. That's great.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel here at this time.
There was one more question that the Orb had.
Is there one other question from Orb?
Okay, thanks. It's a real short one. About two or three advances ago, I started... when I look at the moon or the street lights, I see this rainbow circle around it all the time now at night. And that's probably part of the same thing that, you know, it's been happening, like the story I just told earlier.
You and many others are seeing something similar to this, and will continue to do so as the energies continue to increase and the programming of the veil continues to fall away more and more and more here. And it is not only the moon, but it is the sun. Many are seeing this aura, you might say, around the sun as well, and will continue to do so. And many other celestial events, we will say, are in the works here to be witnessed by many across the planet as these things continue to occur and increase here. That is all we can say. Shoshana, you want to add?
Yes, we completely agree with this.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel before we do. Shoshana, do you have anything that you wish to add here at the end?
We have so much to say and so much not to say. What we would tell all to keep your vibration high, to do the things that keep your vibration high, by extending compassion, love, and understanding to all those beings around you, no matter who they are, be in compassion, be in understanding for all. That is what we have, namaste.
Very good. And we wish to end here with your dear one that has passed on, your Mary Lou, your dear sister, is alive and well, we will say here, in the light, in the higher consciousness at this time. And she is smiling down on all of you now at this point and saying, certainly do not worry about her. She is in a much better place than all of you are. And she is very, very happy, and she does indeed give this final term here, final for now. She will be likely at your advance with you when you are there. But she says for now, toodles. And we also say here that you are going to have experience at your advance here, and it is going to be about the aging process and how to not only stop the aging process, but how to begin to reverse it. That, of course, is based on your consciousness and what you are able to take within your consciousness at that time and be able to work with. But we will say also, and we are giving this to the James now as well, in your next call here, your next Sunday call, we would ask that that be the topic for you in terms of aging and reversing the aging process. Is it possible? What can you do that? And from that, we will add much at your next advance here. Okay? Santi, peace be with you. Either one.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.